While George evaded indifferent slaps from the unoccupied paw, Ignatia scrutinized the title on the cover of the book. Initius Manlius Severinus Boethius, The Consolation of Philosophy.
Do I believe what I'm seeing? What brilliance! What taste! Good grief!
Give that back! George pleaded.
This one is mine,
Ignatius gloated, pocketing the top card. He handed the torn package back to George and looked at the piece of torn wrapping between his fingers. There was an address on it. He pocketed that, too.
Where in the world did you get these? Who is this brilliant woman?
None of your business.
I see. A secret operation.
Ignatius thought of the address on the piece of paper. He would do his own investigating. Some destitute woman intellectual was doing anything for a dollar. Her worldview must be quite incisive, if her reading material were any guide. It could be that she was in the same situation as the working boy, a seer and philosopher cast into a hostile century by forces beyond her control. Ignatius must meet her. She might have some new and valuable insights.
Well, in spite of my misgivings, I shall make my cart available to you. However, you must watch the cart this afternoon. I have a rather urgent appointment.
Hey, what is this? How long are you going to be?
About 2 hours.
I gotta get uptown by 3 o'clock.
Well, you shall be a little late this afternoon,
Ignatius said angrily.
I am already lowering my standards by associating with you and fouling up my bun compartment. You should be glad that I haven't turned you in. I have on the police force a brilliant friend, a sly undercover agent, Patrolman Mancuso. He is just looking for the sort of a break a case like yours would offer. Fall to your knees and be grateful for my benevolence.
Mancuso? Wasn't that the name of the undercover agent who had stopped him in the restroom? George got very nervous.
What does this undercover pal of yours look like?
George sneered in an attempt at bravery.
He is small and elusive.
Ignatius's voice was cunning.
He is given to many disguises. He is a veritable will o' the wisp, scurrying here and there in his never-ending search for marauders. For a while he chose the covert of a bathroom, but now is out on the streets where he remains at my beck and call every minute.
George's throat filled with something that choked him.
This is a frame-up, he swallowed.
That's enough from you, you gutter-snipe. Encouraging the degeneration of some noble woman's scholar,
Ignatius barked.
You should be kissing the hem of my uniform in gratitude for my not advising Sherlock Mancuso of your evil goods. Meet me before the RKO Orpheum in 2 hours.